Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez. I pray that y'all can hear us. We're still moving around with some of the sound stuff, and I'm hoping that we're getting out there to you. It looks like our signal's going out, and checking all the engineer stuff around me, seems like we're getting the signal out there. Just to let you know, we can be found on RevMinistries.com, RevMediaNetwork.com, MidwatchWithTheRev.com, RelationshipSeries.com, all these dot coms. We have all these places. Well, welcome back on a Monday. You've worked through half your day today. You only got a few more hours to go, and I'm going to help you with one of those hours. Amen. I hope you're tuning in, and I hope you're enjoying what we've been bringing to the table, what we've been bringing to you on the airwaves. Today, we're talking about relationships again. But before we get started, let me give you our address. You can write us at Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. You can always call our prayer line. I put something interesting on our websites, if you've seen it. Now, it's not on the Midwatch with the Rev relationship series or survivorsbyfaith.com. It is not on that website yet because I have to figure how to put that in there. But on the other websites, and I'll probably have that on there by tonight, on the other websites, if you look at your browsers or if you look at the bottom of the page where our players are at, you will see a little phone. And on that little phone, it says, click me. And you just click on that. And you can get straight to our prayer lines. We can get out there and we can pray with you. The prayer lines are open up till 6 o'clock Central Standard Times. But if the prayer line for some reason doesn't pick up or for some reason it just goes to voicemail, that means that they're busy. We only got one person maintaining that line right now. But that just means that you just need to leave a message. Hopefully you're not really needing prayer really bad and you can't wait for a few minutes for someone to get back with you, or that we can pray with you. And if you want, it's up to you if you get back with you or not, but if you just want to leave your prayer request, we'll pray for you and we'll pray over it. I've talked to Pastor Charles Mallett. He does a show at 2 o'clock on Sundays and at 8 o'clock on Fridays, and he is going to volunteer to take over the 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock hour for us on the prayer lines. So you'll be getting a pastor in North Carolina to be able to take in and talk to you. Now, our prayer lines are unique. They can go anywhere that you are. They do not have to be. You do not have to be at our ministry studios or at the ministry office to actually get a person to talk with you over the air. And that's an awesome thing, because we can actually get this to any phone. So if you have a person out there that is a prayer warrior, that loves praying with people, that is able to use a phone system that just goes and rings to your house and stuff, and it lets you know that the prayer line's calling, and you pick it up and you go into a room that you're not going to be disturbed, and you can pray for people. It's kind of a new way of doing things. For a while, you always had to have volunteers at a building, but I think that there's people around this entire nation, around this entire world, that would like to be used by God, and that can have that great prayer language and minister and help God's people. So that's an idea, just to put in your mind. Let me log into my chat account. You can instant message me anytime during the broadcast at chattango.com. And again, that's right above the little box that you see for the phone. There's a little box that says log in or chat with the Rev or chat with Midwatch. My name on that is Midwatch. So when I'm on there, online, on the air, I log in, I open it up, so any of y'all that's out there can talk with me, and I am logged in right now. So I'm on my chat page, so if you want prayer requests, or you have questions about relationships, you don't want to call in, I totally understand. Now, we will open the lines later on for some call-ins, see what we get on a Monday. We can go back with how we were doing the format and getting people involved. Amen. There's a lot of things that a lot of us would like to see happen on the air, and we're going to try and make some of that happen. Last week's guest was awesome. We had several people that were here that we weren't expecting. A last-minute guest, of course, my pastor, David Hope. We had some people come by the studio. I think also we had introduced to you our latest thing that we're adding into the show, and that was the bell. Whenever you hear the bell, that meant that was the word of the day, and today's word of the day is going to be abandonment. Anytime you hear the word abandonment, you're going to hear this bell. So, what we're going to talk about is going to get deep. We're going to try and get into the mentality of abandonment, try and get into the heart of abandonment. Let me give you my email address. It's therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. And if you can't get a hold of that, just david@revministries.com. david@revministries.com. Our book is an ebook now, so if you're listening to this and you want to get a copy of the book, and you don't necessarily need it in a hard paperback cover, you could actually get it as an ebook, and you can get it for $5.95 on our websites. Any of our websites are going to have that. Again, I'm adding stuff to my archives. I just put the programs that have aired before, and we started Rev Media Network, on the archive. So those programs have been there. So if you go in there and you want to find a program that you heard on the air, just kind of remember the title, throw it in there, and you'll be able to pull that up. So, but I haven't added everything I need to those sites. It's a lot of stuff to maintain when you maintain several sites like we do. And so I have to always go back. Wait, did I take care of that one? Did I take care of that one? Okay, wait a minute. I did. And I get myself confused sometimes. But another feature that we put on there is on the Rev Media Network and on Rev Ministries is the same type of little phone click box that you can click. And when you click it, you can go call me directly and you can talk to me. It's basically there for those that need to talk about the ministry and want to talk about getting involved with us. And it's also those that want to join and on the network. We changed some things on the network, or we think it's a change for the good. I sat with my pastor and talked to him about it before I made these changes, because I don't want y'all to understand my heart. My heart is to reach souls. Just to give you a quick check on the numbers, today is July the 27th. And our numbers are high. We're over 10,500 hits already in this month. And then we're at over 800 guests that are coming in and listening to our streams regularly. So I want you to know that your numbers count. Not that we count the numbers, but we're counting that people are being touched. Over 26 people have received Christ. Over 23 people have went to our prayer page and got prayed for and read the prayer. We're going to start including video coming up in September. Hopefully mid-August we get some out to you, but in September is my goal to have video on the television channel up and running. We're going to start broadcasting from Metro Church on Sunday mornings. Now, I have a new thing I'm going to introduce, and I'm going to tell you about that in a little bit. And it's going to be something that all the pastors out there can get excited about, because it's going to be like a time. It's to be able to put the time into all these shows, and they can all broadcast at one time on one page. And I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But talking about abandonment today. Talking about abandonment. Abandonment is something that's going to stem from your childhood, and we'll get into that. But if I was to ask you what's your greatest fear in your romantic relationship that you are in right now, if I was to ask you what is your greatest fear or your secret, let's say your secret fear, because it's got to be a secret. I think sometimes women will face the abandonment issue more than men. Just to say it usually stems from something in the childhood, and it's two daughters trying to get the attention or approval of one parent. Or both parents. So abandonment usually hits women more than men. Now let's talk about this. If I was to ask you the secret thing in your mind, would it be abandonment? Does it scare you? Does being alone scare you? When you think of your future, do you see yourself alone? Some people can say that. I think I ran into a few people that have all said that they see themselves alone in the future. And they're happily married. But then they can say, I don't understand, Rev. I don't understand. I can see myself. But I'm married now. But I see myself completely alone. In the future, how is that possible? How is that possible? And I gotta tell you, my friends, we're gonna get into that. We're gonna try to find out why you think you're gonna be alone in the future. Some of it, I think, could be easily from you not accepting victory for your life. Some people have a hard time realizing that good things can happen to them. I'm in the middle of a study right now to get my belief therapist certification and eventually get licensed as a belief therapist. And in between this right now, I've been reading a lot of books. It's a lot of reading material. And, you know, when you write a book, you don't really want to read a book most of the time right afterwards. And that was the case on this. You know, we were putting almost out of grace into the final formats and stuff when I start really getting back into studying these. And I put these down, and I promised myself this summer I'm going to get this done. And well, by the end of the summer, I have 1 month and a week to get that done, and we're going to get that done. But just to let you know, one thing that I was looking at today that I really thought would touch part of you, some of you out there, is some of these lies that we believe. And that's what we're talking about. That's what this is from the book Change Your Beliefs, Change Your Life by Paul W. Carlin, THD, LBT. Now, in his book, he has a map of a brain. And this map of the brain is to what to think about. But let me tell you, first of all, the strongholds of the mind. Now, these are the lies we believe. We have a lie that there's over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, I'm going to get into detail with this whenever I finish all this and get a good study for you. I'll tell you what, I can usually study pretty good. I get through these things quick, and I memorize it, and I have a partial photographic memory, if not a photographic memory, and I can remember almost everything I just read. And this book has some awesome stuff in it. And there's an identity fear, a performance fear, a blaming fear, an addiction, a fear of self, of things, of identity, and a fear of sex. And there's different types of things that we believe on in those subjects. Not necessarily fears, but there's different things that circulate in there. And the one I was referring to about not believing good things happen to you, it's called the 20 common thinking errors or lies people believe. Now, the one thing that I thought was neat, hold on, we're looking for it. I should have had it marked better. Okay, here it is. It was the first one. The disqualifying lie. You reject good, positive experiences by insisting they do not count for one reason. You reject good and positive experiences by insisting they do not count for one reason. Now think about this. How many times do we tell ourselves, oh, it never works out? I mean, have you ever, and I caught myself saying some things like this. Have you ever felt like these those little drawings and stuff? Those drawings to win something and to that you throw your name in a hat and you actually, you know, you win something, or you go to a supermarket, you put your name. Or how about like at an office meeting? How about at an office meeting? I was working with this mortgage company at one time, and we had a drawing, and it was pretty neat. You know, when you're self-employed and you're working for a mortgage company and you get working on commissions, anything in between helps. And it was funny because this lender came in, and he had a $500 American Express card, and he tried. That's how he wanted to get us all there. And then he kind of raffled it off. He put all our business cards in a big old container, and he waited till the place was full. And at the end of the thing, he drew a name. Well, when I threw my card in there, I don't know why. And I'm being truthful with you. I don't know why. I don't know what was the reason I'm thinking like this. But I'm like, oh, I'm not going to win. That's the first thing I thought of, is I'm not going to win. The second thing I thought of, I don't know why I'm throwing my card in there. I'll never win these things. And you know what? I didn't win. And I started to realize at that point that I had to find out why I thought I wouldn't win. Why I automatically dismissed myself that I wouldn't win or wouldn't even have a chance of getting this drawing. And the lady that won it was so excited, she just jumped up, started thanking Jesus, ran up to the front, was crying. She really needed the money. And it was interesting. Now it's funny because you got people that are all inside this business, and they're all at different income levels and different success levels, and you know it was just interesting to see some of them just like kind of laughing away because they were like, oh, it's just $500. Well, $500 when you got any money is a big deal. So I mean, that woman got blessed, and I was happy that she won it and stuff. And the thing is, I always thought that I wouldn't win those things. But there's people out there that have a more severe thought, and that is that they don't think that they will ever have anything good in their life. That they have damned themselves and damned their reason for being. People are out there that think that God, all God wants to do is harm them. All God wants to do is hurt them. Maybe because they've been through a lot of hurt. Maybe because they're actually been hurting for a long time, and no one's been able to help them and show them why they're hurting. And that's why this show's on, and that's why I'm trying to get my belief therapist certification, eventually my license, to teach and to counsel, and counsel a little bit more. I counsel now, but it's more, my counseling is more friend-based counseling, which, look, this is what God wants you to do. Why are you doing it the other way? And, you know, it does take, I'd use the Bible, I preach to them, I love them, whoever. But what I'm trying to do is better my knowledge of this and get deeper into it and understand it more. So, all I want to say is that God is good, God is awesome, and He's doing good things. So back to the talk we're talking about, and that is this. It stems from somewhere. Abandonment. Sense of being alone. Sense of not having anyone around you or that person you're in love with around you. You used to always hear this. Now tell me if it's not true. I don't want to grow old alone. Tell me if you haven't heard that before. I don't want to grow old alone. Here's another one. I just want someone to love me for who I really am. I just want someone to love me for who I really am. Now, my friends, if you've heard that before, you may have even said it yourself. These people that say these things are generally having inside them, I'm not going to say suffering, I'll just say suffering, but it could have a case of an abandonment issue. Now that's the term, abandonment issue is the term that the psychotherapists and psychologists have thrown around for years. The books that I've been studying don't call it that. They call it a belief disorder or belief problematic thinking. There's all different names and titles for this stuff. But I'm just saying that if you ever felt maybe even an ounce of fear that you're going to be left alone, then we could be talking about having some problematic thinking on abandonment. Abandonment. It's what we're talking about today. It's what we're talking about when we get back from our commercial.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere the books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there, and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card. If you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and we are back talking about abandonments, talking about the issues that may have caused you to not want to have another relationship. Some people won't enter a relationship because they're afraid to be left alone, yet they stay alone. Got a couple of articles that I want to talk about that kind of touch on some of this, what we're trying to bring out and what we're trying to make happen for this ministry. Just give me a second, I can pull this up. One of these articles is a secular study or a secular opinion. And we're gonna see what this says right now. This is from Sue Anderson. She wrote this a few years back on New Living magazine. Talks a lot about the abandonment world. What she talks mainly about is that abandonment can be activated from not being invited to a party or not getting recognition at work. Stress hormones course throughout your body, causing different emotions and different acting behaviors, and changes the way you act. Now, I'm just paraphrasing most of what she wrote, but one thing that she brought up that I noticed that is true is this. Have you ever not been invited somewhere? And all your friends are going, but maybe you don't get invited for some reason or another. Maybe they thought you weren't going to be interested or something, but you feel left out. Have you ever not got the recognition on a project, say you're working with an entire group to get a project going, and you did not get the recognition that you needed? Has that ever happened? Has it ever been a part of your life like that? You ever feel that, just, I don't know how to describe it, but in your heart it just seems like it just falls or goes down or gets cold when someone doesn't call you or include you in something? Those are all symptoms and could be symptoms of abandonment. One thing I know that I do agree on this article, and you can read the whole article at New Living Magazine, but you do start acting a little crazy. I'll tell you why. You went through at least four to five emotional responses. And one thing was, when that relationship ends and someone walks out, they stop or sever that relationship. That relationship, therefore, becomes a painful memory, or hurt on your relationships. Now, when that happens, you're first, you're shocked. Secondly, your heart wants, you basically go through withdrawals. Your heart wants someone so bad to love, someone so bad to care about, someone so bad just to be a part of. And that's why they always tell you, don't go and date someone as soon as you break up, or don't go and try and get start dating again after you've been divorced, because you're going to end up marrying or being with someone similar to the person that you just left. Let me tell you this, my friends. The person in your life, the person right there that you go home to tonight after work, or that comes home to you after work, is supposed to be your catch-all. Your catch-all. What is a catch-all? A catch-all is someone that catches all your emotions, gives you all the emotions, and feels all your emotions and feelings. What does that mean? Okay. No matter how you're feeling, wherever your need is emotionally, he's supposed to be there. All your love, all your anger, all your hostility, all your compassion, all your desire, supposed to go to this person. He's the catch-all, or she's the catch-all. But in return, this person is supposed to also give you all that back. There has to be a balance. No balance means there's going to be a disorder in you, or in him, or in her. Either one of y'all will have some imbalance. And when that imbalance happens, it has to be corrected. It needs to fill all your emotions. No matter what, fill. What does fill mean? It doesn't mean partially. It doesn't mean half full. It means filling. Just like in the Bible, it says overflowing. Overflowing with joy. Overflowing with happiness. A scripture says, my cup overfloweth. In other words, we have to be able to leave no gap. Listen to me. No gap for your attention, for your desire, for your love, for your romance, for your sexual life. There needs to be no gap. It needs to be full. If you're not getting enough love or enough love making, we need to talk, or you need to talk to your husband or your wife and fix that. Just be honest. Be serious. You need to become, well, the word, satisfied. Let me read you this real quick. Bible says, Romans 8:28. Well, it'll be good if I open up my Bible to Romans 8:28. Goodness, your host is not prepared today. What is going on with that? Romans 8:28 reads, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now get this. Everything's in work to good. So when we're talking about disqualifying yourself, saying that you're not good, things are going to happen, and we're back to that again. It says, believing the lies enables you to maintain your generational or learned unhealthiness, ungodly belief that is contradicted by your everyday experiences. The truth is, God is in control. God is in control. Now, my friends, when we tell ourselves that we cannot succeed, we're contradicting Scripture. We're contradicting Scripture. Because it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, and to them who are the called according to His purpose. That includes you, my friend. That includes you. So if you have someone in your life that is the catch-all, that should be all you need. If this person is everything that I've mentioned, all your emotions you give to him, he gives all the emotions back to you. He fills all your emotional needs and physical needs. If this is happening and you are spiritually sound in church, loving God, you shouldn't fear abandonment. You shouldn't fear abandonment. But let's see what a Christian article says about abandonment. Let's see what that says. In ChristianSurvivors.com. These are not my sites. These are sites that I've been visiting and getting a little bit of information for. We're going to read a little bit more in depth in this one. This one has a little bit more detail. It says, abandonment is a cumulative wound containing all the losses and disconnections stemming all the way back to childhood. Abandonment is. Now, I'm going to read some of these. I'm going to probably not read all of them. It's too many of them. But just to get you an idea, I'll read some of the good ones. A feeling of isolation within a relationship. An intense feeling of devastation when a relationship ends. Remember I told you that you start acting. We talked about your hormones going crazy. And you go and then you start just acting crazy and stuff. Well, that comes from the devastation that the relationship just ended. An aloneness by choice. An experience from childhood. A baby left on the doorstep. Now we're talking about abandonment. So just in case you're wondering. A man being left by his fiancée for someone more successful. A child left by his mother. A friend feeling deserted by a friend. A father leaving his marriage and moving out of the house away from his children. A child whose pet dies. A little girl grieving over the death of her mother. A little boy wanting his mommy to come pick him up from the nursery school. So a lot of these childhood ones we can understand and relate. A man who was put out to pasture by his company as if obsolete. A woman who has lost her job with her professional identity, financial security, and status. Now she is left feeling worthless, not knowing how to occupy her time, feeling abandoned by her life's mission. The dying fear abandoned by their loved ones as much or more as their pain and death. Okay, guys and gals that are out there, you can tell me, Texas boy, just want to tell you this. Abandonment. Okay, that bell was a little late. You got to work on the bell. Again, let's try it one more time. Abandonment. Still a little late. We're going to work on that. Anyway, just to let you know that God is awesome. And he knows that you have these abandonment fears. He knows that you have these abandonment ideas in your heart. But the truth is, if I can read you a scripture, in 1 John 4:18, I think a lot of you know where I'm going. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. Let's read that beautiful scripture one more time. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. If you were with us last Tuesday, we talked about this scripture. And the scripture said, in its reality, fear is the opposite of faith, my friends. Fear is the opposite of faith. When it talks about because fear hath torment, because fear involves, to be translate, fear involves torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. So if you're having some kind of fear, if you're not making it because of whatever reasons are out there, and you're not trusting God in your relationships, and you're fearing something, well then, my friends, the scripture needs to talk to you. If you feel like you have an abandonment thing going on in your mind and in your heart and in your soul, then, my friends, we have to talk about that. We have to make that love perfect. How do you make it perfect? How do you make it perfect? Well, first of all, you got to believe. Then you got to rebuke. Believe the word of God that God loves you, and that all things are going to work out for good for them that are called according to his purpose. Then rebuke it. Something comes in your mind that's trying to tell you it's not going to happen, it's not going to work. Tell it to go away. Tell it to go away. Tell it has no place in your life. That no matter what, that you trust God, and that God will make the difference. We'll be right back after this message.
Hi, this is David Yannis, host of Midwatch with the Rev, and it's General Station Manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just wanted to remind you to visit our main website, which is RevMinistries.com. I am the director of RevMinistries.com. We're doing several evangelistic things out there. One of them is reaching through media all the ways we can. We have books, CDs. We have an online station here. You're listening to it here on Rev Media Network. We're going to be broadcasting on television soon as well. We're making movies. We're doing everything we can to take the gospel out to the world. We also preach. We do seminars. We do healing conferences. We do relationship series. Relationship. God bless you. Please visit us at RevMinistries.com.
Abandonment. We're talking about abandonment. We're trying to find out what's going on in your mind, what's going on in your heart. There's no guest call for today on Tuesdays and on Mondays and Fridays. We don't have many guest calls coming in. But if you want to call the studio and you want to talk about this, you can. Our studio line is 281-973-2134. 281-973-2134. We'll just leave it open. If I don't hear anything, I'd shut it off in a minute. But we'll go ahead and see what's going on and how things are going. And we're going to believe God for this entire day in this broadcast that we're doing these things. We have taken on a new adventure here at the studio. We're going Monday through Friday, 1 hour every day at 2 o'clock. For some reason, 2 o'clock is the heavier listening part of the schedule for our show at 8 o'clock time frame. And I believe it's because Dana is on Tuesday nights and Thursdays and Saturdays at 8, so he's built a strong audience coming in. And that's Dana from Warren Radio. He's an awesome man of God, so if you're able to hear his program later on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 8 o'clock here, Central Standard Time, on Rep Media Network. The other reason is that we've been doing 2 o'clock shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so we just expanded it into Mondays and Wednesdays. And the reason being is Wednesday is one of our highest listening days for some reason. So we go ahead and we went ahead and started doing a live service Wednesday, and we might as well just do the other 2 days. So Tuesdays and Thursdays and Wednesdays, I'm going to try and get hosts into the show that can guest to call into the show. Last week we had Mike Salazar, which was awesome, and he's going to be with us again this Wednesday, I hope. I'm going to get a confirmation with him tonight or tomorrow, and we'll continue to keep you posted. We're going to try and get a couple of my friends that are pastors to come on the air as well. And I'm trying to get a hold of some very senior men in the Lord that have been doing this a while and been preaching a long time to talk about relationships with us and talk about faith. We have faith, we have leadership, and we have missions Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Those 3 days, that's what we're talking about. Missions and outreach are the same thing that we use, and we try and get out there and try and get as many people involved in either of those things. I reserve Tuesdays and Fridays for relationships. So I'm going to be going over a lot of older material, but bringing you a lot of newer material. A lot of you haven't heard all the relationship stuff that I've taught on, so we're going to go ahead and start just rehashing some of that stuff, but also bringing you some new stuff and new material, if you want to call it material, but new teaching material to try and get that. I'm going to tell you, if you ever been abandoned or ever been felt the fear of abandonment, I tell you, it's scary, it hurts. It is probably going to be the most emotional pain beyond even suffering physically, because it involves your whole body. It involves your emotions, your heart, your mind, and your physical body. And it becomes excruciating if you allow it. Out of broken relationships and out of unresolved abandonment, the source of our insecurities, addictions, and compulsions and distress are from there. Every type of distress, every compulsion, every addiction, and all the insecurities are gone. So if you can't be insecure in a relationship, you're gonna have abandonment issues. If you have insecurity, you're gonna have abandonment issues. You're gonna have abandonment problems that we gotta talk. We gotta just be able to reach and touch the heart of your heart, and with God, fix that, or find someone that can help you. Talk to your pastor. See if there's a counseling group that can help you, because that stuff has to be resolved. It can't keep going on. It can't keep moving on unless you go ahead and get that done. So, I want to include one more thing on our show, and it's called... I got a little promo for it. And it's like, what did you take back? What did you take... Whoa, that's kind of loud. Yeah, thank you very much. Anyway, that was Amazing Grace 2 played on a guitar, and that was supposed to be the intro to our next little short segment. We can try that again, but I don't want to scare you to death. We'll do it at the end of it. What did you take home from Sunday? That's our scripture. That's what we're talking about real quick. This is a little segment point that we put either our scripture of the day and on Mondays is what did you take home from Sunday? And what did you take home from Sunday? At my church, I preached the evening service. But beyond my service that I'm talking about, I'm going to talk about my pastor's service that he preached on Sunday morning. It's called Inhabiting Eternity. What is inhabiting eternity? It's realizing that the God we serve is not restricted by time and space, not restricted by the things we see today, but can give us things that we see for tomorrow. Let's explain. That last week or two, that I think it was 2 Sundays ago, I took the Sunday school kids upstairs to the radio room, and I actually did a live broadcast on the air. Well, afterwards, I think I shared with you, I told them to say, I am God's favorite. I am God's favorite. No matter what, I am God's favorite child. And they all said it on the air. We broadcast it live, recorded it. And it's hilarious with, for the kids because they had fun with it. But then when I was talking to the adults this last Sunday, and I remembered Pastor's sermon, I tied it into what I told to the kid, talked to the kids about. I told you, y'all got to realize you're God's favorite. How can you be a favorite, and 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 you be a favorite? Many scholars and many people and many people, family members in church will say, oh, it's because God's God. You can be his, he can be your favorite, and I can be his favorite. Well, to give you just some teaching on that, to give you some understanding, inhabiting eternity means that God could be in two places at one time. God is not controlled by our time frame and our timeline. So in other words, God can be, I can be God's favorite at the same moment. You can be God's favorite at the same moment because he is not restricted by our time. He hears my prayers individually just as he hears your prayers individually. Just as he has, we have, say, 1,000 Indian people praying to the Lord in India at the same exact time. He hears each of their prayers individually because, not just because he is God, but because he inhabits eternity. And he inhabits eternity. Therefore, he is not restricted by our time, by our dimension, but he has dominion over time and dominion over space. Amen? Amen. If you look in the Bible, there's two examples of that. The woman that reached out for faith, even though it wasn't promised to the Gentiles. She reached into by faith and said, I know you can hear me. He said, woman, you can't. It's not even time for the Gentiles to be healed. That's not time yet. The dispensation hasn't happened. You know, that's what he's referring to, Jesus. And what did she say? You know what? I know I can be healed. She knew that there was healing for her still. So she reached into the, she reached from the current world that she lived in to after the dispensation where she can get the healing, and she got the healing. If you look at it, she reached to where Gentiles could be touched and healed by the Lord. Then you look at the centurion that believed his daughter could be healed. Yet he did not bring his daughter to him. But he knew that if Jesus would just say the word, he'd be healed. It was a great faith. Yes, Jesus called these two people of great faith. Only two people in the Bible, he said, had great faith. Not faith, but great faith. Why? Because his daughter was across the land in a different place, but he knew that Jesus controlled space and time. He knew that Jesus, if he said yes, that it would be like Jesus was in the room laying hands on that person right then. It's amazing. Inhabiting eternity. That's what I got from my Sunday. I don't know what you got from your Sunday, but that's what did you take from your Sunday? What did you take home from your Sunday? Now back to our segment. We've been talking about abandonment. We've been talking about fears. And there was a scripture that I wrote down. And of course, I cannot seem to find it. But here it is. And go to Peter. 1 Peter. I believe it's 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. We are going to get through this Monday together. Amen. How many times on Monday you're lost at work and you're trying to get together? Amen. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You got to remember, my friends, that no matter what, no matter what, that even through the worst abandonment that you feel, even though abandonment gets you down and abandonment is rattled in your mind, you are never going to be left behind with God, because cast in all your care upon him, for he careth for you. My friends, don't let the devil take you. Take your mind over your mind. Don't let him get in your life. But let's go on to verse 8 here. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. I'm telling you, my friends, God is good. God is awesome. But you got to do your part. You got to stay in him. Don't fall into temptation. Keep walking with the Lord. Make sure that your heart is set on what you want, God has given you a good man, a good wife. God has given you a person that's going to bless you and encourage you. It's going to be a help mate, not a hurt mate. How many hurt mates are out there? How many out there that hurt? Well, God has good things for you, and he wants to see them happen today. So believe that you can be blessed. Romans 8. All things working for good to them are called according to the purpose of the Lord. You all need to try and get your lives completely focused on God, completely structured with God, completely rendered to God. I'm going to read you a couple more articles before we go. We got about 5 minutes, and been trying to get this one on. And I thought this was an amazing thing that most of y'all would have to listen to believe. If you look on, I think it was Yahoo this last weekend, I think it was. Here it goes. Now, before I read this, I want to make sure you realize there's no pictures of this. This is just an article with a picture of a field. Okay, trust me. In Patna, India, naked girls plow fields for rains. Now I'm going to have to read this whole article so you can get this before I get a lot of calls and not the calls that we want. Anyway, in Patna, India, I think it's like the western top mountain parts of India. Farmers in an eastern India state, or it's the eastern part of India, a mountain part, have asked their unmarried daughters to plow parched fields naked in a bid to embrace the weather gods to bring some badly needed monsoon rain, officials said on Thursday. Witnesses said the naked girls in Bara state plowed the fields and chanted ancient hymns after sunset to invoke the gods. They said elderly village women helped the girls drag the plows. They didn't say if they were naked, but anyway. They believed their acts would get the weather gods badly embarrassed, who in turn would ensure bumper crops by sending rains. Upendra Kumar, a village council official, said for Bihar's remote Banki Bazar town, this is the most entrusted social custom in the area. The village have vowed to continue this practice till it rains very heavily. India this year suffered its worst start to vital monsoon rains in 8 decades, causing drought in some states. So let's get this straight. I know Thursday's our mission day, but when I read about this, it just gets you that you just have to report it. You just have to let other people know. People out there aren't as blessed as you are. And I'm not just talking about the farmers sending out their girls, their daughters naked, their unwed daughters naked. But I'm talking about this. Not everybody knows your God. In India, several hundred, even thousands, I would even say millions, of gods that they made for themselves. They believe their way is right. They believe they're doing the right thing. It is something they have been taught since they were children. My friends, trust me when I tell you, not everybody knows your God. Be grateful that you do. Be a blessing to those that can minister to people like this out there in the middle of the deserts, in the middle of the jungles, in the middle of the mountains. Believe that God can reach them. Believe that God can minister to them. Amen. It is sad to see them still praying, and people are out there still praying to gods that do not exist. When we know the only true God, the real God, is Jehovah Jireh, our provider, God, is God. Amen. I want to thank you again for tuning in on a Monday. I know you're trying to get through your day, and I hope I didn't talk too much about different things about abandonment and stuff, but don't be worried. Don't be worried. God loves you. God is caring about you, I want to see good things happen for you. I keep saying that. I want you to know that. Reading that pastor, Dr. Carlin's book there made me think there's a lot of people out there that don't think good things can happen to them. Don't be crazy. Know that God is crazy about you, so excited that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe it shall have eternal life. Amen. Amen, my friends. Thank you again for listening to Midwatch with the Rev. We appreciate everyone that's tuning in and getting everything going and actually trying to get this programs off the ground. And I usually cut out about right now, but let me tell you that our ministry is doing great things. We're seeing good things happen. We're seeing a lot of people tuning in and getting on the station and being touched by God. So we're going to keep going forward. We're going to see some things happen. I want to tell you our address again is revministries.com, revmedianetwork.com. You can visit us at either of those sites. It has links to all our other sites. You can visit our publishing department at revmediapublishing.com. Our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. You can give us a call on the page links that are in front of you, on the little click me icons that are on each of the sites, or you can call 888-241-0768. Did you hear that? We're out of time, my friends. That's our Navy whistle telling us to get out. We're done. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time on the Midwatch. God bless you, my friends. I do appreciate each of you coming in, tuning in to our show. Bye-bye. Thank you.